This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know where everybody's going to fall on this little debate. Would anybody in this room go out to eat by themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, my God.
No.
Another generational difference.
Oh, shut up.
I always thought losers had to go eat by
themselves. Dude, I hate to say it, but
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we've talked about it, like where you will put up, you'll buy two sodas just to go see a movie by yourself.
Who's the loser now? Your date didn't show up.
At least
I'm admitting I'm alone.
But what do you do? Then you bring a book?
Yeah.
Magazine.
I try not to be on my phone, but sometimes I do.
Do you request like at the bar? Because they don't want you sitting and taking up a table, do they?
If it's like the small two people one, I'm okay with that. But no, I'm not going to sit at a booth or a big four-person table.
Six-person corner.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who would always go out to bars and eat alone. And he would just sit at the corner of the bar.
Okay.
So he'd have two ways of starting a conversation.
Huh.
He went with the intent. But then you're interrupting if it's like me on a date. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
It's not a competition here.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I go with the opposite. I'm not trying to talk to, I have my AirPods in. And I've made the mistake of like sitting at the bar and then there's too much like the servers are doing their job trying to help you, but there's too much like in and out with the AirPod and I just want to be left alone.
And then you just look annoyed the whole time and they don't like you and you don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a Korean joint where they literally will not let you eat by yourself.
How is that allowed? I don't understand.
What? Why?
I've heard different theories because this woman on TikTok showed a staff member coming up and basically saying, it's a two-person minimum here. Next time, bring a friend, which is super insulting.
Two-person? I've never heard of that.
Why is that insulting? She didn't say try to make a friend. She just said she assumed you had friends.
I just think...
Just bring them next time.
All I'm saying is, for one, if you are alone, you probably already... If I were alone, I don't want to put this on you guys,
mm-hmm.
but if I were alone, I'd already be feeling super insecure.
Yeah, a little bit, because you're a loser eating alone in a public restaurant.
Dude, I know for a fact you eat at like the Olive Garden bar, or do you just pick up your to-go?
That's what it is.
Like, I'm like, I know you belly up to the bar, but you don't eat. You just pick up.
I used to, yes.
Isn't there, you eat alone at the pizza place all the time. Isn't there something encouraging?
Oh my God, Aaron with the brain cells firing.
You just about nailed it, except where I sit at the bar, there's a bartender right where you would be, and we're like conversing like it's going. So it's like I'm with somebody.
Oh, so you're like inserting yourself on them while they're trying to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
They're cutting up the condiments for all the drinks, and I won't shut up. Yeah.
The theories are, and I don't know, I didn't read the whole article about it, but
because then they get the bad connotation of being a loser restaurant. If they have so many losers eating in there.
I don't think that's why. It could be one of two things. There could be a Korean culture thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to say that's what it is, because if we're wrong, then people are going to blow us up.
Okay.
But it's like, I mean, there just could be some kind of bad juju. Oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble. I should just stop talking. Remember when we used to go over to Darcy's right near the radio station?
Yeah.
And there's some form of restaurant. It's Asian food.
Yep.
And they set food out front every day.
Like in a nice bowl,
There's a little bowl of food outside every day.
Like on a ledge somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. A railing.
And I've walked by it and went like, that looks really fresh and really good. And I know that something... Like, it's out there as, like, a sacrifice, or it's out there to attract wealth and health or custody. It's
something,
but it's
going
not
on.
There to get you because it's not enough food. It's not like they set out, this is today's special. There's just a little bit of rice and bean pods, just kind of like, and it's not for birds. I don't know what it's out there for.
We originally thought they were trying to feed the birds.
I
no.
did. Yeah. Yes. We were both like, what the?
What are you doing?
Are you sure it's real food and not yes. like when you go to a furniture store, like the computers are just cardboard
it
and the TVs
good.
And stuff?
It
it's not like
great.
That. Okay.
It's,
yeah.
it's genuine food sitting out there. So I guess the reason I bring that up is, we're far too white to understand
okay.
what's going on. And maybe there is a Korean thing
is.
Where it's like, it's just super bad luck to eat. Because it's the kind of food it is like, it's Korean barbecue, but it's also shabu, which I don't know if you guys have heard of this.
No.
I've never had it. But like my buddy Chad, like when he moved to Redondo, he walked into a shabu restaurant. And I guess if you have no idea what you're doing, you walk in and you look like an idiot. It's like fondue sushi, times 6 million. Like you
hot
cook,
pots.
They're
hot pots.
What does that mean?
It's almost like you get raw meat, you cook it in the oil or.
So that's part of fondue. Like sometimes.
Right. We got that at the Mexican restaurant. Or no, the romantic restaurant with the.
That's fondue.
Okay.
That's melting pot.
Melting pot.
So you have your cheese course, but then your meat course, you can either cook it in a broth or you can cook it in oil. But this is like, you do all your own crap. None of it, like I don't even know why they have.
Wait, I'm doing all the cooking
at this
restaurant.
You're literally doing all the work. But like.
And if you're really nice, they let you wash the dishes.
But okay, so just, I know I'm all over the map
shabu.
Here. Shabu. I think it's called Shabu Shabu or something. Or that was the one he went to in Redondo. Anyway, long story longer. The real reason is the Korean barbecues I've ever been at are tiny.
Oh.
Like, so they got six tables in
because
there.
Because they're tiny?
So
they just
don't take up a lot of, like, their kitchen takes up a lot of space. Have you ever had Korean barbecue? You're like, basically, is that the one where you just walk up and you're like, I want that meat, and then you just point at like six different things and they're like walk, and then boom, you have it. It's yours.
I think that,
like, nobody in this room has any culture whatsoever.
No.
I think that's what it is. But so if you have six tables and each one of them is taken up by a single,
you
lost half your revenue for the day.
You're right. There it is.
But,
yep. Okay. That
but
makes
do
sense.
They have a right to do that? If they don't have a sign out front that says, hey, losers, get out of here.
Well, and the server's getting less of a tip. I don't know. Do you tip at a restaurant like that? But I assume you would. And then they're getting like they're still doing the same work.
Yeah.
Serving one table, but getting half the.
Because, like, I'm just picturing Steve alone at the movie theater. Do they have the right to go up to him and go, you need to bring a friend? Because no, if you sit alone in a movie theater, and I don't mean just you.
I'm kind of taking up two.
You're taking up three seats.
Because you have the buffer seats.
Nobody's going to sit next to the dude who's by
the loser
himself.
Guy, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
No female is going to, like, plop down and go, hey.
No kidding.
I noticed an extra Coke and a woman's coat from Goodwill. Want to get to know me while we watch the Golden Girls movie?
You're right. No family or kids are going to be sitting around
like,
me. Yeah,
like,
you're right.
So they kind of have a right to come up and go.
But they need to have a sign. You're right. You can't just.
So
come
a sign
up to,
cures all.
A little bit. You can't just come up to me and, by the way, we have this rule. Well, you got to post it. Let me know before I enter your
but
establishment.
What would the sign say? Just like,
hey,
does it have a picture of you with a big Ghostbusters
loser. Loser.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.